This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Nothing quite like getting ready to go to showtime, and then you're setting up, and then you're looking for the show prep, and it's nowhere. And then it pops right back up. This is the drama of live radio. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
This is the last broadcast, by the way, for this week live. Tomorrow we'll be getting ready to head west as we head to Atlanta for the NRA meetup. If you are at the NRA meetup, I will be the best-looking bald guy there walking around with a camera. And you should feel free to walk up and say hello. Now I got it. What just popped up? Something just popped up. I got a question for you. What would you think if I were to tell you that the new rock star of the Democratic Party is the 13-term Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, the permanently affixed barnacle of the Beltway? What would you... She's anti-Maxine is the one that is out there stroking, stoking it up, the resistance, inspiring the millennials, combating hate, crusading against corruption, and invoking the counterinsurgent cry to stay woke. Never mind that that is grammatically incorrect. I would start doing a bunch of guffaws, but there's only so much of that I can do. I'm actually supposed to get out here and articulate things, so... This is the new spokesmodel for the civility and clean government. But she's stoking division and exploiting taxpayers. She's been doing that for decades. She's the change agent. That's what we're being told she is. She has served on the Democratic National Committee since 1980. Back then, the Atari 2600 was cutting edge. Kim Kardashian was a newborn. And Al Franken still was considered to be funny on Saturday Night Live. Waters has spent 37 years in office, many of those years as head of the Congressional Black Caucus, promising to make life better for constituents in economically ravaged South Central Los Angeles. What do the citizens and denizens of her district have to show for these 37 years? Well, they have staggering levels of persistent unemployment, poverty, and gang violence as the 25th century of the L.A. riots looms this coming weekend. What does Representative Waters have to show for it? She has earned a lifetime of left-wing adoration for whitewashing the deadly riots as a rebellion, excusing the week-long shooting, looting, and arson orgy as a spontaneous reaction to a lot of injustice and a lot of alienation and frustration, and coddling the Crips and Bloods gang members with whom she performed the electric slide as part of her fearless support and understanding of young people and their efforts at self-expression. Back in the 90s, I saw different people cover her from different angles as far as looking at what she was doing. One guy was a columnist with the L.A. Daily News. He had a really interesting take. He looked at her federally funded Maxine Waters Employment Preparation Center and found that it was a gang-infested boondoggle. She embraced Damian Williams, the infamous thug who hurled a chunk of concrete at white truck driver Reginald Denny and performed a victory dance over the bloodied innocent bystander. and she and her family personally profited from her rise to racially demagogic power. She owns a Tony mansion in a predominantly white Hancock Park, several miles outside of her congressional district. She secured an ambassadorship to the Bahamas for her husband, former pro football player and car salesman, whose main qualification was he's been there for... Her daughter, Karen, has scooped up nearly $650,000 in payments from the Mama Waters Slate mailer operation for her federal campaign committee since 2006. The Washington Free Beacon reported earlier this week that she also owes her well-heeled daughter an additional $108,000. Waters has moo-mooed the House Veterans Committee into hiring two black staffers, and she walked away with a slap on the wrist from the toothless House Ethics Committee in 2012 after being charged with multiple ethics violations related to her meddling in minority-owned One United Bank. Now, for all of you fangirls and fanboys suffering from the Maxi-menesia, her husband, Sidney, was an investor in one of the banks that merged into One United. As stockholders, they profited handsomely from their relationship with the bank. It was mutually beneficial, of course. After Waters' office personally intervened and lobbied the Treasury Department in 2008, they received $12 billion in federal TARP bailout money, despite another government agency concluding that the bank operated without specific effective underwriting standards and engaged in speculative investment policies. After the bailout of Fannie and Freddie, One United stock in the government-sponsored enterprise plunged to a value estimated at less than $5 million. Only through the Waters intervention was One United able to secure an emergency meeting with the Treasury and then Secretary Henry Paulson. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch president, reported that Waters' friend and fellow California Democrat, Representative Zoe Lofgren, helped delay her scheduled 2010 health ethics trial on the matter by stalling subpoenas and improperly firing two attorneys working on the investigation. Six of the 10 House Ethics panel members quit the case over questions about their partiality. An outside investigator absolved Waters of any wrongdoing. So this new found Maxine Waters fan club might want to know that Waters' government cronyism and self-dealing earned her a Most Corrupt Member of Congress designation from the left-wing Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington 5 times. And now, Maxine is leading the charge to drain the swamp that sustains her. This is why the swamp does have to be drained. Now, you know, just, you know, as an aside, I understand that California keeps reelecting her, her district keeps reelecting her, and that's okay, I guess. I don't know what the answer to this is. She should have gone to jail. She should have lost her office or had to resign in disgrace. Her husband should have gone to jail. Somebody should have gone to jail. But just like everything else that ever came out of TARP, nothing really ever materialized that turned into something real. But it's interesting that this dinosaur, I mean, in 1980, I was 19 years old. I didn't know what a Maxine Waters was. And she's been sitting there, and look at how many presidents she has sat through. And look at how the changes, and she's just been sitting there the whole time. And she talks some of the crazy stuff, and she's been the one out there leading the charge for impeachment. While on the other hand, she'll tell everybody, I've never said the word impeached. So I just, politicians, right? I don't like most of them, you know, to be fair, but politicians like Maxine Waters, I look at them and I fantasize about hearing a jail door slam shut. I guess that's probably a personality flaw. I don't know. Sean Maloney's going to join us from Atlanta in just a little bit, next hour. Find out what's going on. There's a little bit of things that may have happened. I don't know how much of those we can talk about. I have to hold things back currently. And there's a new double stack coming from Nighthawk that I can't really talk about too much either. Bad stuff, isn't it? I mean, just teasing. Horrible. I should just learn just to mind my own P's and Q's. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well on with the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Forgetting that I don't have to do that anymore. I could just come in. I've got a real setup again. Yay. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the Democrats like to see the government shut down? That sounds preposterous given the dominant media and political narrative claiming that the civic-minded Democrats work to keep vital government services open while the shutdown-loving Republican zealots sabotage the government. That narrative is lazy and partisan and just flat-out wrong. Congressional Republicans have repeatedly authored legislation to ensure the government shutdowns never happen again, and the Democrats have time and time again blocked these bills. So if Congress cannot come to a funding agreement by this Friday's deadline, part of the blame will rest with these Democrats, who could have ensured that a shutdown is not even an option. Let me take you back for a minute. Two-thirds of all government spending, which is mandatory spending, automatically renews itself each year without even needing a congressional vote. So that's most of it. That's, you know, the majority of it. Only the remaining one-third of government, which is discretionary spending, goes through the annual appropriations process. If these are not enacted by the October 1st fiscal new year, the effective program shut down unless they are deemed essential services for public safety. Congress has missed the appropriations deadline in 30 of the past 32 years. Way to go, Congress. You guys just so much value for our tax dollars. So they usually enact a continuing resolution to fund these discretionary programs at the previous year's level for a few additional months while they finish the appropriations bills. Latest continuing resolution for last October's appropriations expires Friday. There have been 18 government shutdowns since 1976, rarely for more than a few days. Typically, a president or a congressional faction will hold up the continuing resolution and appropriations bills until a funding demand is met. The longest shutdown, 1 month, occurred around Christmas 1995, and Clinton refused to accept a 7-year balanced budget path put forth by House Speaker Newt Gingrich and the Republican Congress. In 2013, there was a 16-day shutdown when there was a dispute over Obamacare funding. In nearly all instances, we were told that the anti-government Republicans were shutting down the government over the objections of Democrats. If that is the case, why do the Democrats oppose banning government shutdowns? In 2013, the End Government Shutdown Act was introduced by Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. This would simply continue funding at the previous year's rate until any late appropriations could be finished. It would make continuing resolutions automatic. To keep everyone at the bargaining table, spending levels would automatically fall by 1 percentage point every 3 months until the stalemate ends. And the Republicans, to a man and woman, unanimously supported this proposal to ensure no more government shutdowns. And yet the Democrats voted unanimously to defeat the proposal and to continue the threat of lost government benefits, national park closures, federal employee furloughs. And they've only gotten more intense since then. The eventual 1 percentage point cuts were not the issue, as Democrats never counter-offered to strike that provision. In fact, many made no argument at all before voting down the proposal. They quietly defeated it. Why would they want to keep the threat of government shutdowns alive? Let's go back to the former, you know, the screaming governor, Howard Dean, the one who thinks he can decide who and who doesn't have First Amendment rights. And he admitted from a partisan view in 2011, he admitted from a partisan view, I think it would be the best thing in the world to have a shutdown. If I was head of DNC, I would be quietly rooting for it. I know who's going to get blamed. We've been down this road before. So this is all about the appearance of the Republicans not being willing to work at the bargaining table and come to the greater good. And it's all about the optical metric. He was right. Even as Clinton was rejecting legislation to reopen the government, Republicans were blamed. The national backlash pummeled Republicans so badly that they subsequently went on a 10-year spending spree, later encouraged by a compassionate conservative president, Bush, just to rehabilitate their mean-spirited image. So, the lesson for conservatives, shutdowns do not shrink government. They create an intense national backlash, which leads to a Republican surrender and ensuing spending binge that dwarfs whatever small savings the government shutdown could have, produced. And the Democrats understand that. And rather than fight shutdowns, they bait Republicans into them. During the 2013 shutdown, the Obama administration was accused of maximizing the disruptions to create an anti-GOP backlash. And Harry Reid openly admitted as much when a CNN reporter asked if he would accept a Republican offer to reopen the National Institutes of Health to help children with cancer. He said, "Why would we want to do that?" Then he verbally attacked the reporter for even entertaining such a possibility. And once again, the Republicans were blamed for the continued closure of the NIH and other key agencies. 2 years later, Reid knew that the shell-shocked Republicans would do anything to avoid the public relations hit of another government shutdown. So he threatened to block the consideration of all appropriations bills until they agreed to bust the statutory spending caps. And the nervous Republicans caved that one, too. Republican senators, man up, could you? What is this about? Public relations, you're never going to win that. You're never going to win that. You're never going to win over the media. Just go out and do the job. Shrink the government. It's no mystery why the Democrats oppose banning government shutdowns. They have become a tool for expanding government. That's what it is. So if there is a government shutdown, then just expect to see some things widen again. And this is going to be up to Trump to stop this at this point. He needs to stop the hemorrhaging. We also need to hold these congressional Democrats accountable for encouraging shutdowns. And while we have the majorities, we need to go ahead and vote the No More Government Shutdown bill into law. Then they don't have to take the bait. I'm not willing to sit around and let these guys. I'm not willing to let these guys just sit around and hedge up whenever they want to. Just not winning. Let's see. Today is the 26th, so we have 4 more days in the contest. The links will be at the bottom of the podcast. If you're going to get it on the podcast, go enter to join the Nighthawk Custom Predator 2. I have a Falcon, and believe me, it is well worth your time. Beautiful pistol. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They ought to be at the NRA show. Let me type this real quick. Go now. Go now. That's what I'm typing. Go now. There we go. The interwebs. Gotta love them. Gotta love the interwebs. All right. Now then. A judge has decided that he's going to stop with the withholding of funds to sanctuary cities. Now, the sanctuary cities are a special pain on me because there's too many Americans that could do with the services that these illegal aliens get. I'm all for compassion for my fellow human being after every American is taken care of. But not till then. Not till then. So I was very heartened to find this out because the DOJ is not worried about a federal court decision that temporarily blocks enforcement of the executive order that targeted federal funding for the sanctuary cities. That's a good thing. I want them, as a matter of fact, they should ignore all of these guys that are trying to run the country. Okay, these judges aren't elected. They're appointed. They don't run the country. I know that this, now, I will say this about this, okay? This particular little executive order, this could have some problems. Okay, the travel ban, that was well within the purview. This one is on sort of, I don't know. This does not mean I don't think they should do it. I think they most absolutely should do it. But it's on sort of shaky ground. Spokesman for the DOJ said they will continue on with their efforts to restrict federal law enforcement grants from jurisdictions that restrict the federal government from accessing information about the immigration status of an individual. Now, mind you, these individuals are only, they're only going to inquire on their status if they've been arrested. You know, and a lot of times I'll see politicians in D.C. or New Jersey talking about not worrying about the rights of gun owners. But we are worried about the rights of arrested illegal aliens. Now, the judge sided with the city of San Francisco and Santa Clara County, California, which both were worried about potentially losing billions in federal money. The DOJ lawyers argued that Santa Clara would lose less than $1 million in funding, but the judge said that the order was written too broadly. Judge William Orrick, a Obama appointee, also pointed to public comments from Trump administration officials, which made the order unclear. And he said that the administration took a schizophrenic approach, which, by the way, is none of his damn business. Just go by the law. I don't care about your commentary, Your Honor. Now, he did uphold the government's ability to enforce conditions of existing grants in 8 U.S.C. 1373, the federal statute which pertains to sanctuary cities. Ian Pryor, a Department of Justice spokesman, said in a statement that the department will continue to enforce existing grant conditions and will continue to enforce 8 U.S.C. 1373. Further, the order does not purport to enjoin the department's independent legal authority to enforce the requirements of federal law applicable to communities that violate federal immigration law or federal grant conditions. The DOJ lawyer said during oral argument that the executive order was merely an exercise of the president's bully pulpit to highlight a changed approach to immigration enforcement. The judge was correct in that the order signed by Trump spoke about all federal funds, not just the law enforcement grants that Sessions said would be targeted. The order said that all jurisdictions that willfully refuse to comply with 8 U.S.C. 1373, sanctuary jurisdictions, are not eligible to receive federal grants except as deemed necessary for law enforcement purposes. This works out to be billions of dollars for certain places. The DOJ would only cut off federal law enforcement grants, which amount to less than $500 million in total. Why are we playing softball with these guys? Another issue brought up in the case was that the Trump administration had been unclear at times about what is a sanctuary jurisdiction. Orrick wrote that the order equates jurisdictions that refuse to honor detainer requests with the term sanctuary jurisdictions. It just boils down to a whole bunch of legalese. But Sessions has sent letters last Friday to 9 jurisdictions that were identified by the Obama administration as possibly breaking the law. They are Chicago, New Orleans, Philadelphia, New York City, California, and Clark County, Nevada. Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, Cook County, Illinois. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Jorge Elorza said after a meeting with the Attorney General Tuesday, if it turns out sanctuary city as defined as Section 1373 compliance, then there is no sanctuary city debate. We'll see. We will see. This is what it boils down to. These guys are breaking the law. They're breaking the law, and they want us to pay for it. We want to break the law, and we want you to pay all the time. We want to break the law, and we want you to do as we tell you. We want to run the country. We are in charge. Well, that's fine. That part, we'll see how that comes out in the wash. We're still very early in this administration. I believe this administration, they will probably start directing Congress to pass this law or that law, and they may get challenged in court, but this is the way the Democrats do things. We need to do things the way the Democrats do things. That way, when they come back one day, we can simply say, hey, we just, you know, you guys led the way. We were just doing what you put together. And go that route. Not play around with this nonsense. We need to pass some laws where it is illegal to not cooperate with the federal authority when they're the ones. This is part of their constitutional charter. This is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be securing the country, and this is one method of doing so. When these states say no, we're not going to. When the states say no, we're going to shelter them. And then when they still want you to pay for it, well, hey, I mean, I just got to ask, what is it that you think is going on here? I mean, from whence does it come? So I'm looking at this and I'm waiting to see what happens. Waiting to see what happens with it, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, the other thing that I want to see, however, I want to see the Trump administration. I want to see these courts say, you can't do this. And I want Trump to say, well, you know what? I'm in charge of the country. You aren't, Your Honor. So I'm going to do it anyway. You go ahead and find me in contempt. Why don't you, big boy? See how far that gets you. That's what I want to see. I know. I know a lot of people that would tell me, well, Bill, you can't do that. Sure, it can. Sure he can. Let's see, we use the Biden rule to not look at Merrick Garland. We use the Reid rule to change certain rules to, confirm a Supreme Court justice. And we could use the Obama rule as far as the way what it takes to run the country. Or the Holder rule, or the Lynch rule, whatever you want to call it. It's already there. Legal precedent has been done. And the fake stream legacy media just sat back and let it happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They should be at the NRA meetup. I don't know just yet. I need to look. Coming out of New York, Niagara Falls to be exact, there's a guy named Simeon D. Mokyber. He's a New York Army veteran. This past April the 21st, he was convicted on 3 felony counts of possessing large-capacity ammunition feeding devices under the Cuomo Safe Act. Mokyber served 9 years in the U.S. Army and participated in the 2003 invasion of Iraq. He subsequently worked as an armed private security contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan and was formerly licensed as an armed security guard in New York. He is a father of an 8-year-old with disabilities and has no prior criminal record. Mokyber was pulled over for speeding in April 2016. Although he had not been drinking, police performed field sobriety tests. When Mokyber requested that officers turn on body cameras, he was arrested and his vehicle was searched without a warrant. There, they found 3 17-round Glock handgun magazines in a locked container that was opened without Mokyber's consent. By the way, the 17-rounders we refer to as standard, not large capacity. Although Mokyber was the owner of a license and registered a handgun, no gun was present in the vehicle at the time of the traffic stop, only the magazines. Under New York law, possessing an ammunition feeding device capable of holding more than 10 rounds is a felony carrying a maximum penalty of 7 years in prison. I thought that the way that was set up, that in order for that to stick, when they first did it, I thought that they could have higher capacity than 10. They just couldn't have more rounds than 10. Am I not right about that? Why would I think that? That's what I thought. That's sort of weird, but I mean, so is the SAFE Act. If Mokyber is sentenced consecutively, he would face up to 21 years in a state prison for possession of standard magazines, the same magazines New York City cops carry. While New York is busy prosecuting combat veterans of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Governor Cuomo has been actively sympathizing with left-wing criminals. Last December, he commuted the sentence of Judith Clark, making the avowed communist revolutionary eligible for a parole hearing. Clark was serving a 75-to-life sentence for her role in a 1981 Brinks robbery that involved the murder of a security guard and two police officers. Cuomo, who personally visited Clark in prison prior to commuting her sentence, was quoted as saying she made a mistake and Jesus would pardon her. Maybe Jesus would, Governor, but you are not he. You have an earthly duty. Leave the divine stuff to Jesus. The governor's state budget passed 2 weeks ago appropriated $10 million of taxpayer money to provide legal counsel to illegal aliens facing deportation. And still, Mr. McIver is facing 21 years in prison. Does that make you mad? It should make you mad. It makes me mad. It makes me really mad. This is a guy that's Sergeant Rock. I mean, and he did what he had to do in combat, and he apparently was so good at it that he became a private contractor and all this other stuff, and instead he's facing 21 years in prison for having standard capacity magazines. I'm thinking that these were empty, which makes me wonder about this whole, I thought it was all based upon round count, but that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. I talked yesterday about this BART system wilding robbery that occurred. This offers a glimpse of into how domestic terrorism may soon affect all of us close up and personally. In that incident, this group of teenagers swarmed onto a train, robbed several passengers, beat two of them up, then escaped before the police arrived. This is the flash mob, and they are nothing new, and in fact, many of them are actually good, as when a number of people in a shopping mall suddenly spring a pleasant surprise and perform a rehearsed, choreographed music routine. That's nice. That kind of a flash mob is always nice, especially if they know how to dance. But some flash mobs, by contrast, are criminal. Groups of criminals in concert have been known to swarm a retail store, stealing as much as they can carry, and then making their escape before law enforcement can respond. They are inventive and resourceful, and now that the Oakland incident has made the news, there will be plenty more crews of robbers who are already taking notes and planning their own heists, perhaps on a larger scale. It's only a matter of time before someone, or actually many someones, figures out that there's money to be made by inciting civil disorder. That would not take a lot of community organizing to pull it off. The police cannot be everywhere, and nor can they respond quickly enough to take on this kind of crime, or in enough numbers. But the next thought here to ask is, what if the risk escalates? The question here is, what will we, the ordinary citizens, do when we fear to take a train or a bus or go shopping? One possible remedy comes to mind. Does anybody remember Bernard Goetz? In 1984, nearly every American was familiar with what came to be known as the subway vigilante incident. During that era, before Giuliani became mayor, crime in the New York subway system was infamous. And the response of law enforcement was tepid and ineffective, and it was in this context that Goetz took matters into his own hands. He pulled a gun and shot three teenagers on a train who already had criminal records and who were intimidating him for money. One of the robbers was paralyzed for life. Only when Giuliani became mayor 10 years later and imposed what some considered a draconian law enforcement measure did the crime rate, including murder in New York City, dramatically decrease. Giuliani proved that by enforcing laws against those even so-called minor infractions, the ripple effect is to increase respect for the law in general, thereby reducing more serious crime. He was well aware of the broken windows principle, and he used it to good effect. In the modern context, official sympathy of criminal incidents seems always to be conferred not so much on the victims, but more on the criminals. In the Oakland incident, a few officials are refusing to release videos of the criminals because they estimate that the tender muffins might be only teenagers. Those poor kids. Damn the victims seems to be the effect of this kind of a policy. And such concessions to a violent criminal can only encourage them. It doesn't require a crystal ball to predict that flash robberies will increase in numbers and severity, at least partly due to official unwillingness to crush the tendency before it gets out of hand. And if they do, in fact, continue and get worse, then the importance of the Second Amendment will become apparent even to the left, or at least those who, like Bernard Goetz, have been mugged. So let's talk about that. This is, in the remaining time. This is going to happen primarily in these cities where they're gun-free zones. That's where it's all going to happen. It's not going to happen around here. It's not going to happen in Atlanta where we're going to the NRA meetup. But it will happen in the bigger cities, like it does in New York City, for example. And I don't know what the answer is for these guys. I really don't. This will be a kind of crime that becomes regional. And as time stretches on, I'm just waiting to see what the citizens of these areas do out there when the cops can't get there in time, because the cops have to, we don't live in the minority report state. They have to respond to crime. They can't preempt it. And then when they do, they're going to have to get there, and all they can do with this kind of a flash mob thing is get in there and try to do it. I've seen, what was it, there was some state fair where like 300 or 400 youths were running through the fair doing this kind of thing. And a couple of cops that were there who, had guns and everything, but they looked at the sheer numbers of people that were there. They pulled back and did not confront them because, well, I don't know why they didn't. The first thing I would have thought was they had to, but, anyway. Coming up next, we should be joined by Sean Maloney in Atlanta, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.